Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Lindsay. Today we will hear from Zig Ziegler on courting your spouse after you marry them, specifically how leadership and marriage should work. Let's listen together.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Why do we think we've got to always be the receiver instead of the initiator? In marriage, we've got to learn how to give if we're going to have the happiness that we really are looking for, and which is there, but we've got to do our part. We've got to do more of the initiating. Now, in dealing with people, there are some things that are absolutely basic, whether it's your husband or whether it's your wife. Everybody wants to be right. And everybody wants to be understood. Now, obviously, everybody cannot always be right, but one of the great and most important things is we need to be willing to at least hear what the other person is saying. Even if we disagree with them, if they understand that we're hearing, really hearing them, then that satisfies one of the itches that's got to be scratched in every human being. We want to be understood. In short, it's not enough to be on speaking terms with your mates. You got to be on listening terms as well. I just absolutely love what psychologist Howard Markham said in an article in the Dallas Morning News. He said, what people are looking for in a relationship is understanding and validation. There's a dramatic difference between understanding and agreeing or disagreeing. When you ask people what they want, both sexes say they want a friend, someone who understands and listens, not necessarily someone who agrees. The other major thing they want is someone to do fun things with, Dr. Markham says. So let's look at the difference between leadership in the home as versus dictatorships in the home. My friend Victor Oliver says, godly wisdom and love in the truest sense lead men and women to recognize each other's strengths and allow these strengths to be used to solidify this relationship. Leadership means identifying strengths and weaknesses, agreeing on responsibilities in these areas, and having regular times of evaluation to inspect to make sure you get what you expect. Senior Vice President of our company, Jim Savage, says that leadership is not making all the decisions. Leadership is seeing to it that the right person is making the decision. I love the story of Benjamin Franklin when we talk about learning by example. He knew that Philadelphia needed street lanterns, but he knew that people would resist it if he tried to tell them what to do. So what he did was very simple. He hung up a beautiful, polished brass lantern in front of his house. Didn't say a word. It wasn't a week before one of his neighbors hung up one, and then in another week, another neighbor had hung up one, and the first thing you know, we have got a lighted situation. In leadership in the home, this is leadership anywhere else, you've got to have a leader. Now, leadership is a function. It is not a position. And so when we look at it that way, we need to understand that a football team needs a leader, a business needs a leader, a home needs a leader, a church needs a leader. In every organization, you need a leader. Now let's see what Paul says about it in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and the 3rd verse. Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. He establishes that chain of command very, very clearly. Every company has a CEO. Our company does. We also have a senior vice president, a vice president, and several significant managers. When decisions are to be made, there's a conference. We get together, we brainstorm, we decide what is the best, but ultimately, if no decision can be made, then that's the CEO's responsibility to make that decision.
Every organization that I have ever seen that was successful had a leader in that organization. Can you imagine a football quarterback calling a play and the wide receiver saying, "No, you called his play last time. It's my turn this time. Now throw the ball to me." We would have pretty much confusion. Whether it's on the field of battle, whether it's in corporate America, whether it's on the football or athletic field, it's always the same. There must be somebody in charge. In my own family, it works that way simply because the redhead knows that when we make any kind of an important decision, that I will already have prayed about it. And she believes sincerely, and I naturally believe rightly, that if God and I cannot come up with the right answer, she doesn't think that she could come up with the right answer either. Does that mean that I'm always right? Why, of course not. She's a very bright lady. First of all, we talk about everything. I mean, almost literally everything we discuss. And then after the discussion, the decision is made. Now, a lot of times, I submit to her. You know, the Bible says, husbands and wives, submit to each other. Now, a lot of people overlook that particular verse, but it's right there in black and white. Submit to each other. She's bought everything in the house. She has much better taste. She has much better color coordination. She knows style and class 10 times as well as I do. So as the old saying goes, who should sing bass in the choir? Well, the bass should sing bass. So in the husband-wife relationship, the one who has the greater knowledge, the greater insight, the greater instincts, as she has in so many areas, she's the one I submit to her. On these other things about how to make a living, which book should I write, and things of this nature, I'm the one who makes that decision.
Zig said leadership is not a position but a function. Every organization, even a family, needs a leader. This message is not said much anymore. It became over time a politically incorrect thing to say. But we believe that the Word of God is never out of date and always has a relevant place in our lives. And we certainly hope this message sparks interesting conversations with your mate. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Inspiring true performance.
Hey, Ziegler podcasters, this is Blake Lindsay, and I want to offer you a special bonus of some great Ziegler material in a downloadable format just like you're used to with the Ziegler Inspire podcast. Just go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus, and you'll find a free download, 60 minutes long, of Zig's finest stories, and a free download of Zig's most inspirational quotes. This is our way of showing you some gratitude and saying thank you for listening to the Ziegler Inspire podcast. We appreciate you. Go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus.